This is Tim Mahoney, pastor of the Moss Bluff Pentecostals. I hope you enjoy this audio broadcast from one of our services. Now open your heart and open your mind to the Word of God.
If you have your Bibles, let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 19 says, "The desire accomplished," say accomplished, "the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil." The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. This morning, I want to talk to you about finishing strong. Finishing strong. You may be seated. All of us are surrounded by and benefit from the results of someone else's perseverance. Allow me to name a few. Above our heads is a bright electric light. Thank you, Tom. On some of your noses are eyeglasses that enable you to focus. Thank Ben. In the parking lot is a car ready to take me wherever I desire to go. Thanks, Henry. Across the shelves in my office are books full of interesting and carefully researched pages. Thanks, authors. Lord Kelvin said that heavier than air flying machines are impossible. 10 years later, the Wright brothers flew their airplane 120 feet. The chief of the U.S. Patent Office said in 1899 that everything that can be invented has been invented just before the greatest century of inventions in the human race. Marshall Foch, French-German of World War I, said that airplanes were of no military use. Thomas Watson, chairman of IBM, was once quoted as saying, "There may be a world market for 5 computers. And Bill Gates said in 1983 that 64K of memory should be enough for any one person. The list could go on and on because someone cared enough to dream, pursue, and follow through to their quest. And because of this, our lives are made more comfortable and stable. In a nation of fast foods and quick fixes, the great hope of Americans is change overnight. There are too many impatient people waiting for anything and too lazy to work long enough and hard enough to see it happen. We want what we want when we want it, and the sooner the better. Which explains our constant pursuit of happiness in formulas. Everything from diet fads to prompting weight loss to immediate financial success through clever schemes captures our fancy and always gets our vote. Everybody, it seems, wants instant transformation. But it takes time to get to a place where we understand that no matter how long it takes, no matter the process, I will not quit, and I must finish strong." He was born on February the 12th, 1809, in Hardin County, Kentucky. In 1831, at the age of 23, he attempted to become a successful businessman, and he failed. In 1832, he failed in legislation. In 1833, he failed at business again. In 1836, he had a nervous breakdown that almost took his life. In 1838 and 1840, he was defeated for Speaker of the House. In 1843 and 1848, he was defeated for Congress. In 1855, he was defeated for Senate. In 1856, he was defeated for Vice President. In 1858, he was defeated for Senate again. And then 1860, Abraham Lincoln became the 16th President of the United States of America. He was the underdog with only 18 months of formal education. Abraham Lincoln was known for his eloquence, and it is evident in many of the speeches, including his Gettysburg Address. His second inaugural address, which is inscribed on his monument, says, "With malice toward none and charity for all," on the one wall of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. He was the poster boy for the persistent. He was the pure role model for the attitude that says, "I will finish strong." Proverbs 13 and 19 says, "The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul." Desire is a word that should be at the center of every one of our lives. It is the fuel that propels us from lethargy. It is an invisible force that will not allow us to languish in apathy. Desire churns, or should churn within us, like a volcanic action that pushes and pulls, draws and shoves us like never before. The psalmist said, "Lord, all my desire is before thee." 1 Corinthians 14 and 1 admonishes us to desire and pursue spiritual gifts. However, notice the admonition of the wise man: the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. What he is saying is, when you have thoroughly fulfilled your desire, there's a feeling of satisfaction that cannot be expressed. Webster defined thorough as carried through completion, careful about detail, and complete in all respects. God needs people who are not flaky. God needs people who finish what they start and complete their mission. Having a desire to see a ministry grow, having a desire to see your spirit increased, having a desire to see a church filled is not enough. It is only the beginning. Why not dig in right where you are and refuse to give up until the desire in your heart explodes within you and it comes out of you and you see the desire accomplished? Finished is a word that we must look forward to. Jesus knew how to finish. In Gethsemane, he had an opportunity to give up. But yet, he said, "Not my will, but thine be done." My task is not complete. My task is not finished. I can't quit now. Jesus stood in the city square before Pilate. And I can imagine, as he looked over the crowd and over the city, and he looked into the hills where thousands of angels were standing with their hands on their sword, desiring to come and rescue their master who they had just seen beaten. And the word was whispered by Jesus in that moment, "No, my mission is not complete." And because he did not abandon, he was able hours later to hang on a rugged cross and cry, "It is finished," because he refused to quit. Proverbs 13 and 4 says, "The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent," characterized by steady, earnest, and energetic effort, "shall be made fat." James made the observation, "You desire to have, but you cannot obtain." The difference between something good and something great is the attention to detail. I heard Brother Tenney say once that Paul said, "This one thing I do, not 20 things that I dabble in." Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4 and 7, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Luke wrote in Acts 20 and 24, "But none of these things moved me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. Neither do I count my life dear to myself." I think a lot of our problem is we think our lives are more valuable than they really are. I count all things as loss for the excellency that I might win Christ. When I take my entire sum of my life, it is nothing compared to Jesus. And either I can fall in love with the mission of Jesus Christ and align my life with that and accomplish His mission, or I can go to the grave as simply another body 6 foot under. Because everything in this life will pass away. Every carnal desire will pass away. It's as wood, hay, and stubble. Everything will pass away except what you do for the kingdom of God. Because our personal kingdoms are nothing but sand. But we get so consumed with our sand castles. And then one day a wind comes and a storm comes and it blows your sand castle down and you are left with nothing. That's why you must go to the rock of your salvation. You must find a place to hide in the rock of your salvation. You must fall in love with Jesus Christ and put your life safely under His shadow. And whenever you do that, nothing can move you. I count my life as nothing so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of grace of God. In the words of a young pastor in Africa, he said, I'm part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have stepped across the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense and my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed vision, mundane talking, cheap living, and dwarfed goals. I will no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotion, plaudits, or popularity. I do not have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience, lifted by prayer, and labor by power. My face is set, my gate is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow and my way rough. And my companions are most definitely few. But my guide reliable and my mission is clear. I cannot and will not be balked, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the adversary, negotiate at the table of the enemy, or meander in a maze of mediocrity. I won't give up. Shut up, let up, until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, and paid up, and preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I must go till He comes, give till I drop, preach till all know, and work till He stops me. And when He comes for His own, He will have no problem recognizing me. My life will be clear. There is no time to quit. And we must finish strong. There is no time to quit on God, on your church, on your family, on your community, on your world. There is no time to quit on your promise. There is no time to quit. We must finish strong. If we quit, we will become selfish fools who never connect the world to Jesus Christ. Let's be sure that everyone is connected to Jesus Christ. I refuse to be a fool entrapped in my own mind and my own heart. Because I know at the end of the day, my mind is not as great as I think it is, and my heart is not as pure as I think it is. Oh God, allow me to find a place every day where I can crawl on your altar and beg for repentance, because I know that within myself there is no good thing. Oh God, forgive me for ever thinking that I could be justified in protecting my own reputation. Forgive me, oh God, for being an idiot. Because I know that my mission is to connect the world to you and nothing else. Nothing else. There is Jesus, and then there is everything else. And Paul said that everything else is as dung. The colorful 19th century showman and giftist violinist Paganini was standing before a packed house, playing through a difficult piece of music. The full orchestra surrounded him with magnificent support. Suddenly, one string of his violin broke and hung gloriously down from his instrument. Beads of perspiration popped out on his forehead. He frowned but continued to play, improvising beautifully. To the conductor's surprise, a second string broke, and shortly therein a third. Now there were three limp strings dangling from his violin, and the master performer completed the difficult composition on one string. The audience jumped to its feet, and in good Italian fashion filled the hall with shouts and screams, "Bravo! Bravo!" As the applause died down, the violinist asked the people to sit down. And even though he knew there was no way to possibly that they could expect an encore, they quietly sank back into their seats. He held the violin high for all to see. He held the broken stringed violin in the air for all to see. And with a twinkle in his eye, he screamed, "Paganini! And the one string!" He placed the one string instrument beneath his chin and played the final piece on one string as the audience shook their head in disbelief. You may feel like you're on your last string. You may feel like financially your family is on its last string. You may feel like this community is on its last string. You may feel like this world is on its last string. You may feel like this church is on its last string. And that is the time when you need to hold up the item that is hindering you and have the mindset, "I refuse to quit. I refuse for this season to end, because everything that I desire to be accomplished will be finished, because I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have stepped across the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ, and there is nothing else that matters. I refuse to quit. I refuse to look back. I refuse to let up. I refuse to slow down. I refuse to back away. I refuse to be still, because my past has been redeemed and I know it. My present makes sense and I know it. My future is secure and I know it. I refuse to quit."